Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, it looks like there's some movement, maybe, in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. CNN's reporting that an Iranian source is saying the U.S. has initiated some kind of outreach to try and end the war.
Whoa, really? After all the back and forth we've been seeing, that's kind of surprising. So, like, what kind of outreach are we talking about here?
Well, it's a bit vague, but it seems like the U.S. is trying to broker some sort of peace deal. Axios is saying the U.S. is awaiting Iran's response on a potential peace summit. Meanwhile, Israel is watching all of this warily, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's gotta be a tense situation. So, is this like a full-blown negotiation, or just feelers being put out?
CNBC is reporting that Trump is saying the U.S. and Iran are in negotiations right now and that Tehran is talking sense. But NPR is saying that Iran has denied having these talks, so who knows what to believe. Meanwhile, The Guardian says Trump has approved sending more troops to the region.
Okay, that is a lot to unpack. So Trump is claiming victory, Iran is denying talks, and more troops are heading over there? Is this progress or just more chaos?
Exactly. It's hard to tell. The Times of Israel is reporting that Israel fears Trump will only push for a month-long ceasefire rather than a lasting solution. So, yeah, a lot of moving parts.
A month-long ceasefire? That's like putting a band-aid on a broken leg. It's better than nothing, but it's not exactly solving the problem. Let's hope they can actually come to some kind of agreement that works for everyone involved.
Fingers crossed. Okay, moving on to something a little different, airport disruptions. Apparently, senators are scrambling to strike a deal to end the Homeland Security budget standoff.
Oh man, not the airports. I have a flight next week. What's going on?
Well, because of this budget standoff, TSA is underfunded, leading to longer wait times and general chaos at airports. AP News is calling it airport disruptions abound. CNN is reporting on the TSA wait times and the struggles travelers are facing.
Ugh, that sounds like a nightmare. I hate airport stress as it is. So why the standoff? What's the holdup?
Axios says the deal to fund DHS is faltering amid bipartisan pushback. So, you know, the usual political gridlock. CNBC says Senate Republicans and the White House are nearing a deal, but who knows when that will actually happen.
So basically, our travel plans are at the mercy of political infighting. Great. Hopefully, they can figure it out before my flight. And speaking of Congress, I saw something about them losing a perk because of this shutdown.
Yep. NPR is reporting that Congress is losing a flying perk as the DHS shutdown continues. Delta has suspended specialty services for members of Congress, citing the shutdown and TSA delays.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're getting a taste of what everyone else is dealing with? Maybe that will motivate them to actually resolve this thing.
You would think so, right? A JC.com is saying the airport perks for Congress may be drying up, not a minute too soon. It's like a little bit of karma for causing all this airport chaos.
I'm here for the karma. All right, what else is happening? Anything good for my stock portfolio?
Well, CNBC is reporting that stock futures rose on the report that the U.S. has sent Iran a plan to end the war. So, it seems like the market is reacting positively to the possibility of de-escalation.
Okay, that's good news. Maybe I'll finally see some green in my account. But is this plan actually any good, or is it just wishful thinking?
The Guardian is saying Trump's rehashed 15-point Iran plan is unlikely to appease Tehran. Reuters is reporting that oil prices pared gains after the reports of the U.S. plan, so there's definitely some skepticism out there. The New York Times confirms the U.S. sent Iran a plan.
So, a mixed bag, as usual. The market likes the idea of peace, but the details might not be so promising. Got it. Anything else?
Just one more, and it's a classic. Trump is calling voting by mail cheating just days after voting by mail himself.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. Seriously? That's, wow. The hypocrisy is just off the charts.
I know, right? The Guardian, the New York Times, NBC News, they're all over it. Jeffries even bashed Trump as a hypocrite, calling it king-like behavior.
King-like behavior. I love it. You can't make this stuff up. Voting by mail is cheating, unless he does it. Unbelievable.
Exactly. Well, that's all the news for today. A mix of potential progress, political drama, and good old-fashioned hypocrisy.
Sounds about right for 2026. Thanks for breaking it all down. I'll be back tomorrow for more, hopefully less chaotic, news.
Definitely. Thanks for listening, everyone. Check back tomorrow for your next Situation Room Daily Digest.